I need some advice on this Woman Wednesday when it comes to summer travel. Every year, I feel like it sneaks up on me when the kids get let out for school. So I'm trying to get ahead of the game and plan something out for a summer vacation. And one of my family's things is we like to travel to go watch baseball games, football games, pretty much sports events. So I saw that the Dodgers are going to be up in San Francisco at the end of June, and I thought this would be perfect. But now I'm trying to decide, do we fly or do we drive? And in complete honesty, I have been terrified of taking my kids flying, not because I'm scared of flying, just because of the hassle of getting them on the plane, them sitting still on the plane, not bugging everybody around us. So I thought, okay, we're staying pretty much in California. It's not going to be a really long flight. Is this the time we test the waters? Or since it's just San Francisco and it's like a 6-hour drive, do we use this as some family bonding time and I'll jump in the car and drive together? So for Woman Wednesday, what's a better idea when you're traveling with your family? And we'll say to San Francisco, is it flying or driving? Let me know what you think. You can call or text me, 888-431-3764. I don't know if there's a way that's less stressful, because I don't know if that exists. But if you're going on family vacation, are you driving or flying? Which way do you prefer? Julie in Cherry Valley, which way is it for you?
I would drive, because I don't like the fact that if you fly it there, then you have to rent a car and you're restricted to where you want to go. If you go in your car, you guys can be spontaneous and find other places, you know, on the way up there or on the way back to stop by and see.
That is a great point, because I thought of that too. Not only do I have to get flights for everybody now, now I have to get a rental car as well. Although the 951 says, fly all the way. Your kids are going to absolutely love it. And thank you to the 951 who thinks like I do with a bargain brain, says, fly. There's Breeze Airways out of San Bernardino. So easy, no hassle, and very cheap flights. Just took my daughter 2 months ago up to that area to visit a college. Easiest process I've ever been through, and it was $44 round trip. That is cheaper than a McDonald's trip for my family. I'm loving that all the way. And then the 626 weighs in and says those shorter flights, like up to San Francisco, are a great opportunity to start the kids traveling with their first flight. They suggest what they did with their boys when they were little is you make little tote bags for them so they have activities to do to keep their minds occupied while they're on the plane, and also pack lots of snacks. Snacks are a must. All right, I want to know from you, if you're going on a family vacay, we're going to say from here to San Francisco, do you prefer to fly or are you making it a road trip? You can call or text me, 888-431-3764. This is a PSA for all parents. Summer is going to be here before you know it. So I'm trying to get ahead of things, because with summer kicking off in June and my kids go back in August, I feel like summer completely just whizzes by. So if I don't start planning now, we don't really have a summer vacation. So my family's looking to take a trip to San Francisco to watch the Dodgers play. Go Dodgers. But here's where I need your help, because my kids have never flown on a plane. And I'm wondering if going to San Francisco is the right time to test the waters on that. But then I'm also like, well, it's San Francisco. It might be a nice road trip. So I'm conflicted what mode of transportation to take. Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this?
Hi, good morning, Kelly. It's Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You make my morning. Driving to San Francisco, I think, would be so great for the kids. There's so much to see, you know, plan a little longer trip and make some stops along the way.
I do love that, because I feel like that would add to the vacation of actually making it a road trip. And the 951 texted in and said Kettleman City is a good place to actually make a stop.
There's a lot of fun stuff for the kids.
Yeah, because you're pretty much going up the California coast. Imagine all the stops. 310 points out, if you fly, you don't really need to rent transportation when you get to San Francisco, because it's so easily accessible all around the city. And piggybacking on that is the 909 that says if you fly and rent a car, it's probably going to be the same amount of money that you're going to spend in fuel just to get up there. Good point. Alex in Victorville, what do you suggest, flying or driving a trip from here to San Francisco?
I think driving. Look, your kids love Pokemon, right?
Yeah, Carter's into Pokemon cards.
Do they have the Pokemon Go app?
They don't.
Okay, Pokemon Go app, get that. Each of them have a phone. You could stop somewhere, and they could capture Pokemon on their phone as they go.
In theory, yeah, that sounds great. My kids would have probably loved that. My husband, however, would absolutely hate that.
But see, you get out and walk. Pokemon set it up so every church in the neighborhood is a Pokemon stop, and you could get Pokeballs. You could, like, fight somebody with their Pokemon.
Okay, that's an interesting take on the battle between road trips and flying. And just talking about this is already stressing me out. One more reason I'm looking forward to Passport to Paradise. That is adults only. If you haven't booked your trip for that, then do that now at KFrog.com.